This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is in Los Angeles, as you will hear later. I'm Susan Stamberg. In New York City, transit union leaders and city managers have stopped the clock on a proposed strike. It would have shut down the city's mass transit system and left millions of commuters stranded. The deal was struck just minutes before the transit union's contract was set to expire. NPR's Madeline Brand has been talking to very relieved commuters. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Susan.
What kind of thing are they saying to you?
Well, you're right. They are very relieved that they didn't have to go through a nightmarish commute into the city this morning. There also wasn't a lot of sympathy amongst the commuters I talked to for a strike. A lot of them said that this isn't the right time to go on strike, that the city is still hurting after 9/11, and that there are a lot of economic problems here in the city. Mm. It's also the Christmas season, and just not a good time to walk out.
Well, what kind of progress is being made in the negotiations?
Well, the good news is that the talks are still going on, and one union leader said that there will be no strike as long as significant progress is taking place. There has been no news, though, on the key issues on such as wages, such as benefits, the financial sticking points. But one union official said progress was made on a non-financial issue, namely, quote, dignity and respect.
Huh.
Yeah, there are some 34,000 workers in the union, and last year 16,000 disciplinary actions, and some for seemingly minor things such as arriving to work late.
Can you be specific about what each side is after? What are they looking for?
Well, no surprise that the union wants more money.
Mm-hmm.
They want a 6% raise each year for the next 3 years. They say they make significantly less money than their suburban counterparts. They make about $44,000 a year on average. The MTA says, no, we have no money. In fact, we have a $1 billion deficit, so we don't want to give you anything for the first year of the contract. And then after that, for the next 2 years, raises would be tied to productivity gains.
There is a precedent in New York for a transit strike, isn't there?
Yes, there is. In 1980, some 22 years ago, there was a transit strike that went on for about 11 days. Ed Koch was the mayor then, and he famously or infamously called the striking workers wackos. And it was a different time, though. It was springtime, so it wasn't as arduous to walk, to ride bicycles. There's a threat of snow today. There wasn't a massive deficit that New York City is experiencing right now. It wasn't the holiday shopping season that the city needs financially. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't post 9/11. The city's economy is still reeling from that. And the mayor says that a strike could cost the city $350 million
wow.
a day.
Yeah. Well, but I thought there was a state law in New York that makes transit strikes illegal.
There is. It's called the Taylor Law. And what it does is it prevents strikes by key public employees. And what it does is it calls for fining the union $1 million a day and docking each worker 2 days' pay for every 1 day that they're on strike. A judge on Friday issued an injunction basically upholding the Taylor Law, saying, no, union, you should not go out on strike. It's illegal. And separately, the mayor says he will sue the union and seek $1 million in damages a day, doubling that fine daily. And maybe more significantly, he wants to dock each worker $25,000 a day. That would double
wow.
each day as well.
Wow. Well, so commuters got to work this morning, but it ain't over till it's over. And both sides are saying this contract is still being wrangled over and a strike is still possible. So I would imagine commuters can still be worried.
Indeed, they are still worried, but there is still reason for optimism that the Monday morning commute has gone off as usual and that they're still at the bargaining table. But you never know. This contract is just quite complicated and full of sticking points that still need to be resolved, not the least of which is the pay issue. But they are heading back to the negotiating table. Also, a march is scheduled by the union for later this afternoon, for the evening rush, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
Between MTA headquarters in Brooklyn and City Hall. They'll march across the Brooklyn Bridge, and everybody hopes that they'll be marching triumphantly.
Yeah. Thank you very much. NPR's Madeline Brand in New York.